bedlam in the streets of Baltimore last night after the hometown Ravens became the champions of the National Football League. Baltimore beat the New York Giants 34-7 in Tampa, Florida to win Super Bowl 35. As the Ravens have done all season long, they won primarily because of their outstanding defense. From Tampa, NPR's Tom Goldman prepared this report.
What a feast for the eyes and ears at Raymond James Stadium last night. Even before the game started, we got Sting, Ray Charles, fireworks, and dancers by the hundreds. The Super Bowl crowd was primed and ready, but then there was the palpable sense of shoulders sagging as the first half wore on, and the public address announcer kept saying things like this.
45, Corey Harris, number 52, Ray Lewis, making the tackle. Punting team on for New York.
Another tackle by Baltimore defenders, the Giants forced to punt the ball away again. This happened over and over as the Ravens methodically shut down quarterback Kerry Collins and the New York offense while putting 10 points on the scoreboard for themselves. Little did the Giants know the contest was over at that point, but Ray Lewis knew. The NFL's Defensive Player of the Year liked to play a little game with his offensive teammates this season. He'd tell them how many points the offense had to score against an opponent, and then Lewis and the Baltimore defense, which he describes as a buzzsaw coming from all directions, would take over the game and win. Lewis played his little game last night with Ravens tight end Shannon Sharp, and it worked to perfection.
And I told Shannon, I said, give us 10 points, and the game's over. And when we came out at halftime, I said, Shannon, you did what you're supposed to do, game over. And that's when their will was gone.
It was a particularly tough night for Kerry Collins. The Giants quarterback had performed brilliantly in the playoffs and then had impressed reporters in Tampa Bay, answering questions about his troubled past and battle with alcohol abuse. This had been a redemptive season for him, and the Super Bowl would have been the exclamation point. Instead, it was a disaster as he threw 4 interceptions and the offense failed to score.
I don't think any one man is completely responsible, but if there's any one guy that is close to being completely responsible, it's me.
If there's one player responsible for Baltimore's success, it's Ray Lewis. He's the best defensive player in the league, and the mayhem he creates on a football field sets the tone for a defense that unwaveringly calls itself the best in NFL history. Lewis had 7 tackles last night and won the Most Valuable Player award. Just 1 year ago, he was in jail, charged, and ultimately cleared in a double murder case.
There's no feeling or emotion like this right now to be where I was last year. And to everybody say, coming up into the Super Bowl, that it's going to affect me, that he wouldn't play well. But I had a higher power that said everything was going to be all right. And that's why I'm here right now.
Certainly there will be stories drawing life lessons from this game, how Ray Lewis turned his year around, how Kerry Collins, in a day-at-a-time mode with his alcohol problems, will cope with his painful Super Bowl performance. But there was just as much to be learned hours before the game, outside the stadium. Sitting along a low retaining wall were the desperate ones, people wanting tickets to the game, one offering $1,100, I didn't take it, for a certain reporter's media credential. And then there was Steve Senzaro, a 23-year-old Giants fan from Middletown, Connecticut. His sign read, "Please have pity. I need one ticket." Senzaro had about $120 in his pocket after driving all the way from Connecticut in his 1984 Toyota Tercel. He knew it was a joke to think he'd get a ticket. They were going for up to $3,000 on the street. So he planned to just stay outside the stadium and listen to the cheers.
Yeah, I think if you really like the Giants and you're a real fan, then just coming out here and supporting the team any way possible, that's enough. You know, you were there, you supported the team. Go Giants. Hey, I'm having fun. It's sunny, it's nice weather. What the heck?
Over 71,000 people got into the stadium. Many painted their faces, wore outlandish wigs and costumes. I'll remember the lunacy and majesty of one who was happy just to get close. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tampa.